welcome back to Afternoon Tea. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and even more so, I'm so excited to be back and finally recording. It really has been too long since I last recorded, and I'm so sorry for disappearing for such a long time. I said last time that I was very busy, and that has definitely been true, but there've also been a few changes going on in the world which have meant that the podcast hasn't been released. So to start off, I thought I'd just address the pandemic. Obviously, in the UK, we are back in lockdown at the moment, and that is due to end next Thursday. So we have, I think it's seven more days of lockdown. I had intended to start recording interviews with people, and it was set up. I had the first couple lined up, and then we went back into lockdown. And I was so sad about this because I had the opportunity to use the radio studio at the university that I go to, and it was going to be really amazing, and it was going to be really professional, and I was really disappointed when that wasn't able to happen. But you know what? That is okay, because that can all wait, and we've got exciting things to come now. So we'll just think, hopefully at some time in the new year, I'll be able to do that, and it'll be something to look forward to. But when the lockdown was called, I had essentially not put in place any plans for what I was going to do if a lockdown did happen. I just didn't, I guess I sort of saw it coming, but I thought that I'd still be able to record, which unfortunately wasn't the case. So I then didn't have any material ready, and I was also faced with so many deadlines that I ended up just really putting off recording for so long, which is such a shame because I enjoy it so much. It's fine, it doesn't matter, we're here now, and in some ways I'm quite pleased that I waited, because this podcast episode, I feel like it's come at a good time for what I'm going to be talking about. This had originally planned to be an interview. We'll see if we can change it to that at some point. What I'm going to be talking about today is God, faith, my faith, and also like a book that I've read and some lifestyle changes. So I guess it's quite a lot that's going on. But beforehand, I thought I'd just keep you in the loop of like what I've been doing and what's been going on in my life. So at the moment, I'm sat here with a lovely Bird and Blend gingerbread chai latte. Cannot recommend them enough. It is such good tea, and yes, it is tea. It's unbelievably milky, but it is tea. I recently have been just so busy. I've been applying for placements, looking at internships, questioning whether or not I'm going to do a master's when I finish uni. I've also been blogging over lockdown about fitness and well-being, as well as like news and current affairs that's going on. It's just been a really chaotic time, so that's why I haven't recorded earlier. And I, again, this sounds like excuses, I am very sorry, but I also know that it's what has needed to be done, and I love being busy, and yeah, this has just had to take a back seat for a while, so there we go. But I promise I'm back now, and hopefully be able to be more consistent with uploads. So the pandemic, it's been a weird one. It hasn't really felt like much of a lockdown these past 3 weeks, and I think that most people would probably agree with that it's not like the first one. You can go out as much as you want, you know, obviously shops are closed apart from essentials, but you can get coffees and walk around and see friends, which is really, really good, and it's definitely meant that I've been able to deal with this lockdown a lot better than the last one. I'd say generally my mental well-being has been like quite good. I've taken a lot of time to look after myself. Had a bit of a blip last week, but you know what, like, I'm just gonna put that down to stress and external events as opposed to like mental health not being good. But I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're looking forward to Christmas as much as I am, looking forward to spending time with family and friends, or if you're not going home for Christmas, if you're staying in your flats or staying in housing that you live in, I hope that you really look after yourself and have a really restful time, because I feel like it definitely is needed for everyone. Text me, let me know what you're up to. I'd love to hear from you. So, right, let's get into it then. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about God. And this is a bit of a strange topic for me, because I feel like faith is something that has come in and out of my life quite a lot over the years. And I'll explain why that is. Obviously, I'm not an expert on anything to do with faith and religion. I wouldn't say that I'm the holiest person. But this is just like sort of my experience and like what I've been going through. As I alluded to in my first podcast episode when talking about like sober curiosity, a big part of me giving up alcohol was like this feeling that there was something more to life and there was something more that I needed than just to like, I guess, sort of, I don't know whether it's even going out on nights out, but whatever it is, I just felt like I needed more than like this superficialness, because that's how it felt. Like I was so frustrated and I was like, I don't enjoy this, it feels so like not me and not right for me, and I was looking and searching for something more. So at the time I was already like, I already believed in God, but I wouldn't say like I was practicing a certain faith or anything. I've always kept my relationship with God like very much personal, and I think that a big part of that was because when I was younger, I heard so much that, you know, you can't be LGBT and believe in God because God doesn't love you. You can't do this and believe in God because you sin and God doesn't love you. And I sort of heard this like rhetoric that was completely wrong and like really not accurate at all, but I think I just internalized it a lot and like decided that there's no way that I could ever believe in God because God doesn't love me and God hates me because of who I am. And obviously that's really wrong, and I feel like denying that part of myself for so long was like just as bad as denying, like, than it would have been to like deny my sexuality or to deny other parts of myself. Like it's absurd to me now to think that I like, you know, would actively think about God or think about like this higher power, and then at the same time I was like, yeah, no, that's not for me, that's not right for me, or like I'm excluded from that. And so yeah, my relationship with God was very personal and just like my own sort of thing, and I didn't really talk to anyone about it. I feel like there was some amount of shame attached to it, just because, you know, I feel like religion isn't really seen as being progressive, and I'm quite a progressive person and I mix in progressive circles, so I feel like it was not really, you know, the right thing for me to be talking about. But anyway, yeah, I decided to really start thinking about religion more and focusing on religion more this past year, and I actually started going to church when I came back to university this year. So like the main question here is like, why did I start going to church? Well, I really just realized I needed more than a personal relationship with God after COVID as well. This is just like a separate reason, but I feel like COVID was a big reason for me wanting to go to church, because it's so hard to meet people in the pandemic this is, and you know, allowing myself to be in a community where I could connect with people. And the connection was exactly what I was searching for, like something more than just like everyday things, everyday sort of interactions, like having a deeper, like soulful connection with people. It was really what I was searching for. And I feel like I've been searching for it for such a long time. Yeah. And it's interesting actually, because I always end up being very good friends with people who are religious, whether they're Christians or not, whatever their faith is. I always have very close friends who are religious, because I feel like I just connect with them. My partner at the moment is a Christian as well, and like speaking to him about his faith really like woke something up in me. Yeah, I feel like that's what it was, like it was a chance almost to like be able to explore my faith in a safe environment without any judgment from, you know, the people who are closest to me. That's what I felt from him. So that was really amazing. But yeah, aside from my partner, like I wanted other people I could speak to about God, and going to church has really given me that. And I just sort of knew, I had a feeling that like the people I would meet would be like what I needed, you know, like to grow as a person, also just like to be able to connect with people in a way that I found hard to connect people previously. And it turns out like I was right. I don't know, I just had an inkling, I just felt like that was going to be a really good thing for me. And obviously I was completely open to it not being, and then not going again, but it was so amazing the first time I went. I had such a lovely time that I was like, yeah, this is right. Remember like the first time I went to church, we had like the morning we had the morning service and I really enjoyed it. And then afterwards there was like a big student lunch and it was so nice. They provided like sandwiches and crisps and like biscuits and fruit and drinks for us, and we literally just like sat and chatted and like got to know each other. And some people talking about religion, some people just like introducing themselves and getting to know each other. And honestly, it was just such a like non-judgmental environment and was so safe. And like I really felt like I knew the people, even though like we were meeting for the first time, but like it didn't feel like we were strangers. Like it felt like there were things that we had that were so similar, even though like we were literally speaking for the first time. And that was just really, really like beautiful, I guess. So yeah, I continued going to church. I also started going to like the Bible study group as well, which was very interesting, and I'll get into that more in a little bit. So yeah, from going to church, I have learned like a lot more about like the sort of, I guess, like the big questions that people ask and that we all want answers to. And obviously like there's not an answer for everything, but like the Bible has taught me so much about like what can be answered and what we can learn. And like there are so many things that can be applied to a modern context, which I found really amazing. It's really interesting. It's literally like when you're going to Bible study in particular, like God's like decided, oh yeah, this is what you're gonna learn this evening, and you can just apply it to your life. And it's not like, you know, really long-winded explanations or like really niche or like, oh, maybe this could fit. Like every time I learn something, I'm having those problems in my own life, which is so interesting. Like so there've been topics on like, you know, feeling isolated, which I guess is quite broad and you could say that applies to everyone, but even things down to like beauty and vanity and like fame and success and money, like handling money. So interesting, like they all just apply to me in such specific ways and so well, and have given me such good advice when there's nothing really that I found that's helped me before. So that's been really amazing. Also, we've specifically been studying part of the Bible, which is Genesis. I don't really know whether people will know that, but yeah. And a lot of Genesis covers like Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, and then the earth being populated, and then Noah's Ark and the flood that like wiped away our sin for the first time, and God's covenant with humans. So that's all about like God promising us that to look after us, and he won't ever, you know, essentially like flood and destroy the earth again to reset our sins. So that's always handy. But no, it's been really, really amazing. Things that I've enjoyed so far have been like meeting people, and like have like, so I've made so many friends, like even the people I haven't even spoken to that much. Like I feel like everyone just has such kind souls. I've also been a couple of quite funny connections, because I met someone who's from the same place as me in Surrey and went to a local school. Like when he went to my partner's school, actually, which is just so brilliant, because like we were sitting there chatting and then it came up and I was like, oh, this is like another reason why I feel so like this is the right place for me to be. Like, you know, the people who have so many things in common for me, but also like even just that, like I haven't met like, you know, many people who live in the same place as me in Surrey, and yet here there was just one person, and it was, yeah, it was really surprising and really nice. So yeah, it's been an amazing experience so far. I'm just gonna have a sip of my gingerbread chai tea. It's actually so delicious. I'll have to put something on how to make it, because it is really warming and so Christmassy. I'm like literally in the perfect Christmas mood right now. So obviously there's good and bad in going to church, and I recognise that and I understand that. And there are things that I've had to sort of question, and I wouldn't say there's something I haven't enjoyed so much, but here's like a few things that have been on my mind in terms of like the not so great things. There are obviously teachings I don't necessarily agree with, and interpretations of God's word that I don't agree with. I say interpretations because, especially when you're studying the Bible, everyone goes around and says what they think certain things mean. And while the vast majority I do agree with, and everyone's opinion, of course, I respect and understand that it comes from, you know, their understanding of the world and their understanding of God. There have been things I haven't agreed with completely. But I think the great thing about church is that it's one of those things where you can take what you want from it. You know, I don't have to agree necessarily with every single thing the Bible says in order for me to have a relationship with God and to be a part of this community. And I think that goes the same for anything, you know, like, you know, it's not about cherry picking. Obviously, people do cherry pick quite often, when especially when hate is preached from the Bible, which is unbelievably sad. But like, you know, not to link this to politics, with which I do with most things, but if let's say you're a communist, just because you're a communist doesn't mean you have to agree with every single teaching that, like, you know, Marxist communists believe, or like the Leninist communists believe. Or the same way that if you're a conservative, if you're a member of the Conservative Party, like in Parliament and Houses of Parliament, when MPs go and vote, just because they're part of a party doesn't mean they all vote the same way. And quite often they won't vote for the same things, they won't vote in the same way. And I think that that's the same with religion. Yeah, I don't take what I want from it. I take everything in and I learn from it. But I also know that some of the teachings, or some of the things that are said, I can sit there and pray. And I know that in my heart that that's not right for me, and that God doesn't necessarily want me to take things to heart just because someone says them, and because they're saying it in a church, it has to be true. So I think that's quite important to know. I was a bit worried about that, about people saying things that I didn't agree with, but it's actually a real learning experience. And yeah, it's just taught me that, it's really reaffirmed my faith actually, because there have been times where I've sat there and sort of like prayed on things, and I've just sort of felt like an overwhelming sense of peace that actually, you know, I'm allowed to have my interpretations and to feel and think the way I do, and that's completely valid. So it's been really great for me. I also think that an amazing thing church has done for me is given me a place to challenge myself intellectually, but like outside the classroom. So much of the things I do are only really like looking at things I don't agree with in a academic context, because I'm arguing against something. And it's so nice to actually learn and be challenged, and, you know, to have my views and my values challenged. And it's not just for academic, like it's purely for the sake of me learning and growing as a person, and like deepening my relationship with God. And I've really loved that, and I think that that's really magical, and people don't necessarily speak about it that much, I found. But for me, like, that's been so brilliant and so wonderful to like be able to expand my mind and expand what I thought was possible of my life and of every life, literally just by going to church and studying the Bible, and reading it too, but definitely studying it with other people helps you learn a lot more, I feel. So yeah, I've really, really enjoyed that. Because I've been so immersed in religion and faith and learning about the Bible, I've also been reading books that are, I guess, Christian books, and more aligned with God and faith, and just about faith in general, and like how we can apply God's teachings today. And so there's a book that was lent to me by a friend, for a friend, but I just decided to be the middleman because I really wanted to read it quickly before I passed it on. So this book is called True Beauty, and it's by Carolyn Mahaney and Nicole Mahaney Whitaker, and they are a mother and daughter, and they're American. And so they basically have this book, and it's all about how we can apply beauty from the Bible today, and also sort of unlearning beauty standards that are modern and taught to us, and tell us how we should look and what we should wear and what's wrong with us and what's right with us, and how we can be accepted by people. And the reason I decided to read this book was because I feel like it's something that I've struggled with quite a lot. Not necessarily wanting to look like, you know, the current beauty standard, which I guess is probably like the Kim Kardashian-esque figure, but I've always been very critical of my features and always been able to point out flaws so easily in myself. And I wanted to read this book because I just felt like it was going to help me, or it was going to give me a lesson, if only one, something that I could take with me. And I was actually right. So again, this book, not everything it said I agreed with. There was a lot of things about how you should dress and dressing like appropriately as a Christian. Like, you know, if you're a Christian, then you should be modest and blah, blah, blah. And while I do definitely respect that, and I myself do dress quite modestly, I didn't necessarily agree with it because I think that each person and like how they dress themselves is like, it's completely unique and it's up to them. And I don't think that any God would judge you for the way that you clothe yourself. I think that self-expression is so important. And I think that, you know, honouring your body by celebrating it and, you know, wearing the things that you want is a really beautiful thing. So yeah, I would never disagree with anyone's dress choices purely because I wouldn't dress like them. And that goes for whether someone dresses very conservatively, in a, you know, wears like religious attire, or equally whether someone is far more likely to flaunt their body and to show off their body. Like, either way, that is completely up to you, and that is fine. And I think that they're just as valid. But yeah, this book overall was really, really amazing because I never even considered like godly beauty before, because why would I have? Like, I've only just started going to church, you know, like, why would I have thought about God's word in relation to beauty? But really, I learned so much from this book. I made so many notes along the way, and I wrote them all down in a little diary I've got going, and it was just great. So the first teaching, I guess, from this comes directly from the Bible, and it is that God is beautiful and he made us in his image. And for me, this was just so eye-opening because I'd never thought of it like that. Obviously, I have thought of, you know, like the beauty and grace of God, but I never thought, well, if God's beautiful and God has so much grace and I'm made in his image, then that surely means that I'm beautiful and I am worthy, just like everyone else. We're all made in his image. We're all made the way that he wants us to be, you know, our features and our beauty. And this is I just want to say before going any further, this is only in relation to like sort of our features and stuff. I'm not going to tell people whether they should or shouldn't like change themselves, you know, based on like cosmetic procedures. Like, that's completely up to you. And again, like, no judgment at all. I completely understand it. And again, this is, again, the same applies for people who are transgender or suffer with gender dysphoria. I personally believe that God made people to be transgender, and therefore transitioning is the right thing to do. So in my eyes, that's just part of your journey and God's plan. So yeah, again, this isn't applying to anyone and telling them that they should embrace themselves when they feel trapped in the wrong body, or, you know, so anxious and uncomfortable with themselves. This is purely from like a superficial day-to-day sort of occurrence in how we view ourselves and how we view our beauty. So yeah, I was reading the book and it said something quite interesting, and it sort of challenged me. And it said, do we have low self-esteem? Like, do we as humans have low self-esteem, or are we just too self-involved and self-absorbed? And I really thought about that, and I was like, I've never considered it like that, because people always say it's the opposite, that if you really think highly of yourself, that you're self-involved and self-absorbed. But I was like, it does make sense if you think about it. Like, I have been someone who has spent a lot of time like thinking about my weight and what I look like and really criticizing myself for it. And I would say that that's unbelievably self-involved. Like, that was, I was spending so much time thinking about it and like obsessing over it to an unhealthy extent. And I never even considered that. I just was like, oh no, I've got really low self-esteem. I don't like myself, you know? And I never thought that it was actually vanity that was making me view myself that way. So that was really, really interesting for me to read and really made me question like the decisions I've been making in relation to like how I appear to the world, like how what I look like when I leave the house, like the things that make me feel secure and make me feel comfortable before I leave the house. And especially this sort of went into the idea of wearing makeup, which for me is not really a big part of my life. When I was younger, I did have like a fair amount of cystic acne, like along my jawline. And so I used to use concealer to try and cover that. But I've never really been really into makeup. And I think that I'd used makeup to sort of make myself feel a bit better about leaving the house. And that's a completely valid reason. But then I realised, I thought I was like, well, if I'm made in God's image, if I'm made the way he wants me to look and I'm beautiful, then I am beautiful. And wearing makeup is almost saying, contradicting him and saying that he's done something wrong. You know, obviously we don't always look our best. We don't always get enough sleep, but I feel that as someone who I try to be open and honest with people, that when I apply makeup, when I feel my worst or look my worst, that's sort of like glossing over those sort of raw and real parts of me that make me human. And I know this is a lot that happened, but it, you know, happened over a period of time. It didn't just happen at once. But this just made me think, I don't know if I want to wear makeup anymore. Obviously, there are the benefits of it in terms of like less money spending on it, less time in the morning. My skin will generally be clearer because I never change makeup sponges. I've got sponges that are like 3 years old and I never wash my brushes or anything. So, you know, it could help my skin clear up somewhat, stop my pores from being clogged. And I've come to the decision that I don't think I'm going to wear makeup anymore. And obviously this doesn't go for every occasion. Like there will be times where like I really want to just put on some sparkle and it's nothing to do with how I feel or anything. It's just fun and it, you know, it could be potentially like very festive to have like some nice, you know, glittery eyeshadow on or to wear something bright on my lips. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. This is just like personally what I've been thinking about. And I feel like in my day-to-day life that to truly accept myself and to love myself and to love the way that I was made, I don't want to not recognize the person in the mirror before I put makeup on, or to think that's not what I look like and to only really appreciate photos of me where I have makeup on. And I think there was a time where I used to wear even just a small amount of makeup, I used to wear every single day, that when I took it off in the evening I didn't recognize a person looking back at me and I was like, that's not my actual face. But I want to be at home in my body and I want to love my body. And part of that, I think, is by deciding to not wear makeup anymore. So that is what that book has told me. And it was really, really amazing. I'm hoping to read a few more books on Christianity and to see what I learn from them, see what I take from them, see whether it like challenges or like deepens my relationship with God. But it's been so, so amazing to have the experiences I have had in such a short amount of time. So in summary, the past 3 months at university have been chaotic and busy and crazy, but so eye-opening and so beautiful, and I've had so many amazing connections with people. And again, part of this journey has been reading this book that I was lent, and I think from the book I've learnt that I shouldn't be jealous of other people's beauty. I should just appreciate everything that I have, because God has been so good to me and God made me in his image, and I need to love that and appreciate that part of myself rather than glossing over it or, you know, patting away eye bags. So yeah, that's what's been going on. I understand this was probably quite a long rant about religion and what I've been up to, but I really hope that you've enjoyed it. Do let me know your thoughts. Obviously I completely understand that faith isn't for everyone, and I didn't think it was for me for a long time either. But if you're interested, then send me a message and I can talk to you more about it. Or equally, if you're questioning some things I've said or you disagree with what I've said, then absolutely message me too, because I still am up for learning about anything, whether it's in relation to God or not. I really just want to learn as much as I can. So yeah. I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode. It's been so nice to get back down and sit with you all and just like to talk about things again, because I have really missed it and I've had these things I've wanted to vocalise but haven't been able to for ages. So thank you so much, and I hope you'll join me next time on Afternoon Tea. Thank you.